This is a hell of an interview here, Halsey. Haven't done one like this before. The other one was one of a kind, but...
Right, we were naked in the last one. People just...
That, and, like, it's a hot tub, there's water, there's electronics, right. And... Yeah. There's just a lot going on here. Halsey, this is actually going to be the first podcast that we're rebranding the podcast. The podcast is called Winging It,
okay.
Presented by Wingman of the Year. We're just calling the podcast Wingman of the Year now.
Okay.
So here we go. Wingman of the Year. Halsey, you are the owner of Sunny Rest Nudist Resort.
Right.
Average day in the life. We've podcasted before together. Mm-hmm. Let's tell the new listeners, what's an average day in the life like as the owner of Sunny Rest Nudist Resort?
Basically, I do everything from signing checks, going through bills, to planning the events for the next weekend, to meeting with all the staff, solving problems that come up every day, you know, at the bars, restaurant, office, you know, maintenance, everything and anything you could possibly think of with 75 employees and 1,500 guests on the weekends.
1,500 guests, like...
Yep.
On one weekend?
Yep. Like if you...
Really?
If you came next weekend for the beer festival...
I know, you're trying to get me here for that one. You knew that was more up my alley.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I wish I could have.
Yeah, this weekend, it'll still be busy, but, you know, the weather kind of plays a big role, you know, with how busy
it was. It was raining earlier, but it's sunny now.
Yep,
and then
nice
tomorrow it's going to be even sunnier here at Sunny Rest. Yeah. So what are your top events each year usually? I know you guys repeat some of them. You got a lot of repeat customers.
So our top events would be Beer Fest, Wine Fest, Hippie Fest is huge here. People love that. We have a boat regatta where people build boats out of only cardboard and duct tape, and then two people have to fit in the boat and race them across the pool in heats.
So do people bring, like, their own cardboard for that?
We supply it. We supply the cardboard and the duct tape, and they're not allowed to use anything else in the construction of the building.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
Do people make it all the way across?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they have to do multiple, you know, heats.
Laps.
Depending on... So if they win, well, we do a winner's bracket and a loser's bracket.
Okay.
So even the people that lose go again, unless, of course, they sink and their boat falls apart, which does happen. You know.
I love it. I love it. So what can we expect for Bacon Fest?
So for Bacon Fest, we're going to set up a big, like, buffet-style bacon food area, you know, right outside our bistro over here.
Yep.
And, you know, people will pay individually for different bacon items that they want to eat. And then we also have poolside music going on. There's a race right before then. So it's the 5K race. And people can be naked or clothing optional, you know, when they...
I feel like you got to do it naked, though, right?
Right, I know. Because it's the experience, right?
Well, because I came here, I'm like, nobody I know has ever ran a 5K naked.
Right.
And, like, me and my wingman of the year, he's the first person, Tyler, to ever utter wingman of the year. He kind of came up with the name back when we were in high school. When you play, like, Never Have I Ever, like, in a drinking game or something.
Right.
Never Have I Ever ran a 5K naked. That is going to get you out.
Right.
That's going to get you out. So there's a lot of stories to be told here.
Yep, exactly.
So Bacon Fest, are you running it tomorrow?
No, I'll be working. But, yeah, so it's...
Classic.
Right?
Classic excuse.
Maybe, like, before I had my son, when I used to run, you know, I used to run 5 miles a day back then, but gotten back into it yet.
I don't know if I've ever ran 5 miles in one session.
Right.
So that's something right there. Yeah, I guess we're going to run it. We're gonna show people on the vlog the full experience.
Nice.
We're going to show people what Sunny Rest is all about and, you know, Bacon Fest. It's not Beer Fest or Wine Fest, but we're still going to have a great time.
Yeah. So when the Bacon Fest starts right when the race ends. So what happens is all the runners, they come down here, get a drink after the race, they announce, you know, the winners and everything, and then everyone just eats
what do you
all
get
the
if you win?
They want. You know, the race directors, Ron and Helene Horn, they give out their prizes for whatever they, maybe it's a medal. I'm honestly not sure, but I should ask them. But they do give everybody that participates a t-shirt, like a special, you know, one just for
people
the
go nuts over t-shirts.
They do, yeah.
They go nuts over t-shirts.
I think they do.
Do we got to register?
Like, top prizes. Yeah, but you can register the day of the event too. You can you can just like head up there tomorrow morning and.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll be there. We'll be there. We'll do our best.
Right.
Okay, so let's get into what people are probably clicking on this video for, right? They're probably nervous to go to a nudist resort. They've been thinking about it. And I've often said, I've had a lot of people, Halsey, I'll tell you, since I came here 2 years ago, this has been one of my best stories I've ever told.
Nice.
It's an intro and it makes me a more interesting guy.
Right.
I can have better conversation and whatnot. And that's what Wingman of the Year is all about.
Yeah.
So how does one, let's talk about nudism, right?
Yeah.
What exactly is nudism? Let's break it down for everyone.
Yeah. So nudism, it's like there's a broad range of things it could be.
Okay.
It could be anybody that wants to just skinny dip, just how we are, you know, in the pool.
Yep.
It could be people that like to be naked all the time whenever they have a chance, you know, whenever they have the possibility to be naked. Or it could just be people that maybe like to drink naked or sunbathe naked.
Drink naked.
There's a lot of different types of nudists out there, you know. So some people just like to swim naked and lay out naked. But then when they eat or if they go up to their campsite, they like to put their clothes on. So that's why we're clothing optional, because we like to make it comfortable for whoever the person might be.
Okay.
But nudity is still required in the pools and the hot tubs, just to make sure everyone's on the same playing field so we don't get creepy people coming.
You get the creepers.
Right.
You get the creepers, yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to eliminate creepers.
It totally makes sense. And that's what you want,
you
know, a place like this. You want to feel comfortable.
Yeah, if they want to wear a swimsuit, they can go to a place that's not a nudist resort.
Right.
You know?
So is there nudist resorts that aren't clothing optional? Like you have to have your clothes off like everywhere?
There, when I was younger, there used to be. They were more like the little mom and pop ones, and they required nudity all the time. But I'm not sure nowadays if there are still ones like that.
So let me ask you. In a time where women are overly sexualized and whatnot, how can a young woman feel comfortable coming here?
I think it's the fact that everybody here is naked, and so everyone's on the same playing field, and people aren't staring, you know, at body parts. They're just getting to know people for who they really are inside, rather than what they look like on the outside. So I think sometimes sexy wear is more provocative than actual nudity.
I've actually found that in like my own sex life is like, it's like when you leave things to the imagination, it does. And you're right.
Yeah.
And that is part of nudism.
Yeah.
It's all about being natural. It's how you were born. And you know, if you're not, you, I think you said last time, you're not supposed to sexualize the human body, right?
Exactly.
Right. So that's huge right there.
Yeah. The human body itself, you know, the naked human body, it's just a naked body. It's, there's nothing, you know, that's like necessarily sexual about it. But when you put, you know, maybe a naked body in a bedroom, then it can be. It's all, you know.
Right. Then you can sexualize it at that point,
right?
So, yeah. I mean, there's time and a place is what it comes down to.
Exactly. At nudist resorts, people are the least judgmental people you'll ever meet. They're not worried about what anybody looks like. They're not staring at anybody. They're just looking to get to know people for who they really are inside and not what they look like on the outside. Nobody even knows what you do for a living because you're, you know, stripped down to like the same playing field as everybody else.
Okay.
We don't know anybody's social status, you know, nobody's getting looked at. Everyone is just making eye contact and not staring at other people.
Exactly. And I've told everyone that's asked me about my nudist resort story, because I often tell people that I've been to the nudist resort. I've said that's my opener when I talk to people sometimes. Like, oh, I've been to a... It's a hell of an icebreaker.
Yeah.
So it really is one of the most non-judgmental places I've ever been. So would you give that same advice to, let's say it's guy or girl, doesn't matter, how would you make them feel if they were feeling nervous about coming? Mm-hmm. What would you say? Would you give them that same advice, a little different?
Like nobody's staring at you, you know, everyone's just here to relax and have fun. Mm-hmm. A good, like, personal example for myself would be, you know, I was, like, very fit before having a child, and mm-hmm. then I had a kid, and normally, you know, in a regular place, I might be, like, self-conscious of my body, but here, I know nobody's, like, you know, staring at me right. uncomfortably, and I've been able to handle it really well, you know, just by being a nudist and right. not worrying about people staring at me, because I know that that's not what they're here for, you know?
Exactly.
They're here just to enjoy themselves and have a relaxing free time.
No, I will say the first time Tyler and I came here, it took 5 minutes for us to, like, start feeling comfortable. Took mm-hmm. a couple beers and whatnot, but as soon as we, 5 minutes and, you know, there's that old saying, like, hey, imagine everybody naked, like, when you're public speaking. Right. Everybody is naked.
Exactly, yep.
So, how does somebody get into nudism? How does that start?
Yeah, I think it can happen for different reasons. Some people just are purely curious and want to see what it's like to be naked, you know, at a nudist place. Whether it's a nudist resort or a beach, they just want to know what it's like to feel free, be naked in nature. Some people look at it for the partying aspect. They just want to have a good time and party naked. Somebody tells somebody else, oh, you should check this place out. Some people hear about it on social media, or they see, like, the fun events that we have going on, like our beer fest, wine fest, hippie fest. Imagine skinny dipping with, you know, 1,000 people at the same time, you know?
It's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like, skinny dipping's, it's wild. I mean, it's something like, oh, like, you tell stories when you're old, oh, I want skinny dipping here. But then, like, when you're, like, older and you can come here,
right?
It's an even better story. Okay, so how does one get into nudism, like, after just, like, they're attracted to a story? Like, oh, I want to say I did it. I'm kind of curious.
Yeah.
Where does it take from there? Because you got, like, lifelong customers.
So they come here, you know, they get naked, have a blast, and they just keep coming back every weekend. And then eventually they realize, you know what? I think I want to be here all the time. You know, people get seasonal sites, permanent. We're only open during the summer.
Right.
But some people just like the place so much they want to live here.
Halsey, for the people who didn't see the last podcast, mm-hmm. what is the history of Sunny Rest Nudist Resort? You are the owner. You were mm-hmm. born and raised here, and that is a headline in its own. How did you become the owner, and tell us that whole story of this place?
Yeah, so my grandfather started coming here in the 50s, and then he purchased Sunny Rest with my parents in 1978 when the owner wanted to retire because they loved it here and they had a cabin here. And then I was born in 1983. When I graduated from high school and I was 18, I graduated in 2002 and I started working.
Good year.
Yeah.
Great year.
I started working here that summer and I loved it so much that I decided to go to college for business administration with an emphasis in marketing. So I have my BS in business administration. And I love it. I love what I do, you know, and I've been doing it for 21 years now.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's second nature to me now.
Was there a pun in the nature?
Maybe a little.
A little bit? Okay, so was it a good business investment by your father, would you say?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I love running and owning a nudist resort. I mean, I have a resort in my backyard, basically.
That is pretty cool.
And I love solving problems. I love helping people, and I love making people happy. And I feel like I'm, like, sprinkling happiness on everybody that comes here.
Right. No, you got a one-of-a-kind story.
But we did have our 10-year high school reunion here. And they loved it. Yeah, we're going to have, we've been talking about having, we just had our 20th reunion, and at the 20th, they were asking me about having our 25th reunion here.
Oh, they're already trying to set it up. How big was, like, your graduated class?
There was about 175 people.
All right, so you were the cool kid.
Right.
Yeah, you were the cool kid.
Yeah, people did.
Halsey was the girl to know in high school. Let's talk about the options for staying here. So I've never been here before. Mm-hmm. What are my options for staying here?
So you can either come for a day's visit, you know, you pay, use the facilities for the day, just like you would at an amusement park. where you can, you know, pay for your entrance fee and then you enjoy at the amusement park all the rides. Here you would enjoy all the facilities, just like the conversation pool.
Okay.
You, if you want to stay overnight, like if you're planning on drinking, having a good time, you know.
And as you said, that's part of it.
Right. Want to have the full resort experience, you can stay in a hotel room. We have cabins that have like kitchens and living rooms in them. We have campsites, you can tent, you can bring an RV. There's people that have seasonal places here, permanent places, so there's a lot of different, you know, options.
Okay, and last question, let's end it on this one. Let's end it on a great story. What is the craziest story that you can legally tell the Wingman of the Year audience that's happened here at Sunny Rest Nudist Resort?
That I can legally tell. All right, well... I'll tell you. All right, I'll tell you the craziest.
Don't
one.
Tell me. Tell them.
All right. Should I tell you the one where the guy got thrown out? You want to hear that?
Or? Whatever. I want to hear some crazy stuff. You got two stories. Tell them.
So, there was a guy that figured, I guess since we're a nudist resort, that it would be okay for him to give himself an enema on the deck of one of the hotel rooms. So.
Okay.
He starts stringing up the bag, like, up the side.
I didn't even know how this went down, right, but I'm learning.
Up the side of the building and sees one of our gardeners, you know, outside,
yeah,
and asks her if she can hold the bag, the enema bag for him.
Did she hold it?
She immediately ran down to the office, okay, and told us. And we went up and we, you know, explained to the guy, you know, you can't give yourself an enema out here in public.
Did you have to change the rules after that?
On the deck.
You have to write no enemas, right,
no
here at Sunny Rest.
And to this day, he still calls and wants to come back and doesn't think that what he did was wrong. But we did have to, you know, throw him out because he did put up a bit of an argument with it, that he thought that it was a normal practice, that he thought it should be okay.
Yeah, nudism's all about like natural and whatnot. I don't know if they were giving themselves enemas back in the day.
Right.
Back in the,
yeah,
Adam and Eve days. So,
you know, normal activities, you know, what you see in public is, or what you see here, not enemas.
Okay. So here, the takeaway from that story, I'm going to be Mr. Brightside here. The takeaway from that story is that Sunny Rest is that good of a time that this dude wants to come back. He's been calling, right?
Yeah. Every year. And he even has, like, a friend call for him. Like, I have this friend who's throwing it.
He's blacklisted.
He's blacklisted, yeah.
How many people are, like...
on the blacklist?
Yeah.
I think we actually just did a count because we've got a new reservation system this year and we had to carry them all over. It's about 1,000.
Tyler, you were almost on that.
But, you know, that includes people, though, that are on Megan's Law, too. So we take all the people that are, you know, that we find on Megan's Law and put it, because they're not allowed pedophiles.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
We don't allow any sexual predators to come here,
too. So it's
like
local people that are...
Yeah, okay. Yep. So if you're on Megan's Law, sorry, you can't come here.
Clicking on another video.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that was a hell of a story. Enemas. Yeah. I did not expect it going there. But right. Do you have any last words, like anyone watching, anything you think they should know about Sunny Rest?
I would say, you know, check it out. It's the most fun and relaxation you'll ever have in your life. The people are the friendliest people you will ever meet. I've met people that said that this has changed any body image issues that they've had their entire lives, and that they'll never go back again, you know, to wearing clothes and bathing suits, you know, after coming here.
Yeah, I feel that. And, you know, I don't have, like, I feel like a pretty confident person, but, like, I don't have, like, the most self-confidence in the world. I feel like this definitely helped me the first time I went. I'm
right.
Like, hey, if I did that,
yeah,
I could do a lot of other things.
Oh, yeah, right.
If I can conquer, like, that fear.
Yeah.
So definitely try it out. That's coming from the Wingman of the Year. That's coming from Halsey Bowers, the owner of Sunny Rest.
We're even having naked skydiving coming up July.
How's that going to work for a guy, Halsey?
Right.
What's going to happen to his balls, if we're being honest?
I don't know.
Well, I
you
have
know,
one other question.
I was
after
curious
this.
About that, too. It's July 12th, 13th, and 14th. I'm skydiving
so
naked
the
on the 12th.
Dudes skydive naked?
Yeah, men and women are doing it. So.
I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
I'm skeptical.
I don't know if the, maybe guys should, I don't know. I don't know if it'll hurt their balls. Maybe they should wear like a sock or like a cup. I don't know. Jockstrap.
Okay. An actual last question. I put up a poll on our Instagram before this.
Yeah.
Hey, what should I ask the owner of the nudist resort? We have a lot of guy followers, Halsey.
Okay.
So you can probably imagine where this question's going to go.
All right.
What is the boner etiquette here?
Okay. So it usually doesn't happen. Everyone's always worried before they come here that it's going to happen. It's one of the biggest questions we get from
men. Yeah, that's the only question I get.
Right. But when you come here, you realize like nerves take over. It's not all Victoria's Secret models walking around. It's all different shapes and sizes. It's like walking into any cross-section of public and you see all different kinds of people here.
Right.
And anyway, nerves take over and it usually doesn't happen. But if it were to happen, which it has on, you know, maybe a couple times a year on occasion, we just say, sit down, cover up with a towel till it goes away. And that's it.
Talk it down.
Yeah, talk it down.
Talk it down.
Just wait it out. Just don't walk around with it like that.
Yeah. All right, there we go. We got our answer. That was the top question I got on that poll. That's where guys' minds go immediately.
That's Grandma's the feet. Number one question.
Grandma's feet.
Yeah. That's the number one question we get on the phone from men.
They literally ask that.
They
on the
ask
phone.
It on the phone.
I would not have the balls to ask that on the phone.
All the time. And women ask.
I felt like, what do they ask?
They ask, what do I do if I get my period?
Yeah, I saw that. That's on the FAQ.
Yeah.
The boner thing's not on the FAQ on the website.
Oh, isn't it? Wow, I didn't even realize that. I'll have to put that on there.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt like a weirdo the first time I called when we were thinking about like coming here.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, I got like a podcast. Like, what's your filming policy? And I got somebody in the front desk. They're like, actually, no filming. I'm like, I'm not a creep, I promise.
Right.
Like, and here we are 2 years later. Asking us to come back, right?
Right.
Two
years
ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
No,
yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I thought it was last August.
Yeah, 2 years.
It was like a year and like 10 months ago. Almost 2 years. Yeah. But all right. This is Wingman of the Year. This is Halsey Bowers, our guest, and let's wing it.
Yeah.